Okay, so what is your name, please?
Shad Thompson.
Okay, sir, the Honorable Luis Quinones will be conducting your hearing, sir.
Okay.
Sir, can you state your full name and AEDC number for the record?
Shad Richard Thompson, 098-889.
Thank you, sir, and good morning.
Morning.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on November 16, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you in the room, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. You can see on the teleconference screen, they are the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing, and to my right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Oliveri, who will be representing the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Thompson and Mr. Oliveri, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from our community corrections officer, and then we can talk about it. The board will make the final determination whether or not you violated the conditions of supervision. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I will now read from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a criminal razor company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number two is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about September 21st, 2017, as directed on August 17, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown. Thus, you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Thompson, is this true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Thompson's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal razor company in as much as that he was missing from community supervision for several weeks.
Second.
Ready.
Just 1 second, Mr. Thompson, and we'll continue with the second phase of your hearing. And I'm sorry, Ms. Rittenhouse, did you second?
Second.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Thompson, we're going to continue with the second phase. You'll have a chance to discuss your case in a bit more detail during this phase. We will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. Before we move on, though, please stand by as Mr. Oliveri, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly. Mr. Oliveri.
Offender Thompson was released from the Department of Corrections on April 3rd of 2017. He was arrested on October 15th of 2017 by the Casper Police Department in the state of Wyoming on an absconder warrant only. Returned back to DOC custody that same day. He has 24 days abscond. His projected supervision end date will be on February 22nd of 2018. Current convictions, 2012, two counts of robbery, receiving 5 years and 6 months for each count. Prior convictions, 1992, shock incarceration, 3 months. 92, theft, 4 years. 1999, robbery, 8 years. 99, aggravated robbery, 12 years. 99, robbery, 8 years. robbery, 12 years. 1998, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. And also in 1998, theft, 1 year. The offender has 4 terms with ADC. CU and IR scores are 3-4, mental health score of a 2, and a substance abuse score of a 2. STG gang information, he is an admitted member of the Aryan Brotherhood, Arizona STG. One prior term of supervision, in 2009, TIS release, completion, 1 year, 11 months. The offender has a moderate disciplinary history with drugs, weapons, violence, and arson noted. Other arrest, 1989, burglary, second degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 1989, domestic violence, Arizona juvenile probation. And in 1992, threat and intimidate, Arizona juvenile detention. His community risk score is a G7V9.
Thank you, Mr. Oliveri. Back to you, Mr. Thompson. I see that you were released from the correction system to reside at 3334 East Benson Highway, trailer number 5. This was your approved residence. Is that where you lived the entire time that you were on community supervision, sir?
Yes.
We also have a notation that you were working for Security Screen Masters on Valencia and Country Club.
Yes.
Were you working there, again, the entire time that you were out?
Yeah, the whole time.
Well, we commend you for being gainful. I have some programming notes that you were assigned to the Task Color of the Day program of the Color Ivory. We have 4 negatives, but 2 positives for cocaine. So did you have some ongoing abuse or addiction issues, pardon me, with cocaine?
No, it actually happened when my dad passed away. And then I went and did 2 days in jail for that.
And how was it that you did 2 days in jail for the cocaine use?
That's the sanction they gave me.
Oh, the sanction, pardon me.
Yeah.
Bear with me because I wasn't sure if you meant a separate charge. Thank you.
Oh, no. Okay.
Okay, you were missing from community supervision for 24 days. What were you doing during that time, sir?
My wife had caught a case and I left state with her. It pretty much came back to that, and that's it.
Well, certainly this is not your wife's hearing. I don't want to put you on the ropes, but what happened with your spouse?
Her and my mom got into a confrontation. We left the house. I had my mom and my sister calling me saying there was a warrant out for my arrest and my wife. And so I took what she said as fact, and there actually wasn't. And I left. If I would have just reported on September 21st, like I always did, I would still be out there.
Happened that caused the police in Wyoming to make contact with you? Seems that you were arrested out of state.
Yeah, I called and turned myself in.
And I think you've pretty much answered this question, but usually I would ask, why didn't you maintain contact with your parole officer for those 24 days? But am I correct that those 24 days is when you absconded out of state?
Yes.
Okay.
I should have stayed in contact with her as of September 21st, but I didn't. I really got no excuse other than it's just stupidity.
Okay, Mr. Thompson, I need to see if my fellow board... Oh, pardon me. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, this is the first time I've ever, like, violated parole. Like, last time I was on it for 1 year and 8 months and graduated. I didn't plan on not graduating this one. Just something happened at the house that caused an effect, and I made a bad choice.
Well, we do commend you for having a past of cooperating with your community supervision, I think probably one of the concerns I have is even if you don't have an addiction, I'm a little taken aback that you would use cocaine while you're on parole. So.
No, I do have an addiction, sir.
Okay. Is that something you're receiving treatment for?
Here or when I was out there?
Well, before, there, when you're outside?
Honestly, no. They say there's rehabilitation, but there's, unless I'm actually going to some kind of groups, but I was going to one group, but it had nothing really to do with all that.
And was cocaine your main drug of choice?
No. It was always something harder than that. That was just something that was there. Well, they had the memorial for my dad, and it kind of got sucked up into it.
Okay, I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Yes, Ms. Rittenhouse.
Mr. Thompson, you said something harder. What was the other drug?
I was always using methamphetamine and heroin in the past.
Okay. Both very tough addictions.
She actually told me too. She goes, thank you for using something lighter. It wasn't something harder, and at least we can get you back on track. And then when I did my sanctions at the SAC rack, I went right back to work and everything was fine until the absconding happened when that conflict happened at the house.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck with the meth and heroin addiction because it's a difficult one, but if you want to get rid of it, you can do it. Thank you, Mr. Pignol.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Thompson, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We really ask that you don't repeat yourself, but this is your hearing, so if you have anything else you'd like to share.
I really don't. I don't have nothing to say other than, like I said, I made the wrong choice. The only thing I got going for me is I still have an address and my job pending, but other than that, that's all I really have going for me, you know?
Well, Mr. Thompson, you sound calm and otherwise pleasant. We appreciate that. You present well before the board. It sounds like you've had some serious issues with drugs in the past, and I hope it's something that one way or the other, regardless of how this board votes together, that you commit yourself to. You're a young person. You still have a lot of life ahead of you, so I just hope it's something you're thinking about. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes. So if you will remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, Mr. Thompson.
Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, as I just stated, I find Mr. Thompson pretty pleasant, easygoing individual, and he sounds like someone with potential, especially considering that he has work waiting for him on the outside. I think at issue is not only did he abscond for 24 days, but he left the state, probably not the best decision of his life. And it sounds like that he is still confronting some struggles with drug addiction. As he stated, it seemed to have really been cocaine. I hope that's all it was when he was on the outside, but he has some history with harder drugs, in the area of methamphetamine and heroin. I think he might be best served to just take advantage of the 2+ months that are left on his sentence to put together a plan for his return to the community, concentrate on any group counseling or NA that's available to him inside the correction system so that he can come out with a fresh start, no community supervision, no parole officer, and he'll have freedom of mobility. But that's where I'll begin the discussion.
I agree.
Therefore, I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided in warrant number 2017W3447, our discussion with Mr. Thompson, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision. Based on the information in warrant number 2017W3447, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Thompson was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal razor company inasmuch as that he absconded and left the state in clear violation of his conditions as well having a setback with the use of cocaine.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Thompson, your supervision has been revoked and will be released on or about February 22nd, 2018. I recognize that that may sound like a long way away, but it is just a bit more than 2 months. I am sorry that you'll be missing the holiday season, but as if you heard us, I think this time would be best spent that you concentrate on putting together a plan for your return to the community, pursuing any group counseling that's available to you, such as Narcotics Anonymous, and we hope to see you have a safe and productive return to the community. As you stated, it looks like you have work waiting for you, and we want to see you succeed. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and thank you for being so pleasant with the board today, sir.
Can you put the CO3
back? Could you put the CO3 back on the phone, sir?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.